This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's talk a little basketball with you because there is a lot going on. First of all, the Heat, real quick, because they're back in action tonight. They lose 10 in a row, then they win 5 in a row. They're going to be a play-in team. Is there any leap you can make where you say, you know what? The Heat always have a little bit of magic up their sleeve come postseason time. You don't want to face this Heat team, or are there just too many deficiencies this time?
Yeah, I think it's more the latter than the former. I still think they're feisty. Like, they'll win a game or two. They're not going to get embarrassed. You know what I'm saying? Because Spo will never let that happen. But they're not good enough to go up against Cleveland, who would be the team they would have to face. I think there would be, you know, they'd be in a much better position to win a game or two against Cleveland as opposed to Boston in the playoffs. Because we saw how that worked last year. Like, they got the one, and then the other ones weren't even competitive. Like, I think with Cleveland, they could be more competitive, but they're not winning that series, barring some major injury luck in their favor and against Cleveland in that scenario. So I'm torn on the way they should go moving forward. You know, I think part of me thinks they should go with a youth movement and try to figure this thing out. And then I also watch them at times and I say, man, but if they just had one more guy, like one legit superstar to plug in that could just finish games for them, because that's where their biggest deficiency is they are terrible down the stretch of games. So they've blown so many double-digit leads. I want to say it's like 10, 12, maybe even 15 games. They've blown double-digit fourth-quarter leads, and I know those evaporate a lot faster than they used to because of the three-point ball game that most teams are playing, or pretty much every team is playing now. But, man, like, I just feel like if you plug in a Kevin Durant, is it enough to make them a contender in the East? And part of me thinks maybe. But then the other part of me is like, the last time they did a youth movement, it worked out pretty well because they developed guys and then traded them to get Shaq. You know what I mean? And then they won a championship with Dwayne and Shaq. So I don't know for sure which way they should go, but man, I feel like this team, fans should look at this particular team and look at some of these guys that they've got and understand that I do think a decent amount of them will be part of what the solution will be.
But George, when you talk about going out and finding the superstar, finding the whale, even if it is Kevin Durant this offseason, does that require keeping Tyler, Bam, and Andrew Wiggins? Because what can that trio be, and how can you land the aforementioned whale if you're not getting rid of at least one of them? And we kind of think...
Yeah, of course. If you go that route, Solana, you got to get rid of somebody. Like, maybe for Durant, like, I feel like Phoenix wants picks and then salary to match. Wiggins is probably going to be in that deal anyway because he's making $30 million, you know what I mean? But, yeah, like, I am genuinely curious. Like, I wouldn't trade Tyler Hero for Kevin Durant at 37 years old. Like, I would not do that. But I would give them Wiggins and salary filler and, you know, the picks that they would want. You know, what is Ja Morant's availability going to be? Now, in that scenario, you'd have to trade Tyler Hero. There's no question about that, and I would do it. No offense to Tyler, as good as he's been, an all-star this year. But I would do that in a heartbeat. So I just think it's who are we talking about, right? Who is that person? And by the way, Ja would fit in that timeline of Bam and some of these younger guys. I think that that would make some sense, but I just don't know if the Heat would have the best package, because that's what it comes down to. It's like, what do these teams want, and what can they do? Can they get themselves in the game to get someone like that?
Walk through this hypothetical with me then. I've had this conversation with Crowder, but I've had this conversation running for 5 or 6 years now, because I believe Zion Williamson is still a generational talent who could be a league MVP one day in the right situation. Would you take a flyer? If you're the Heat, you've got to give up some sort of asset somewhere next season and for future seasons, because you're going to get one of the two. Would you take a flyer on getting KD, or would you take a flyer on getting Zion?
Man, that's tough. Because I do think that while Durant at 37, you're talking about an incredibly short window, I still think he's so good offensively. And even defensively, he's still really good. I would probably still lean towards Durant, but I don't think it's like a slam dunk that I would say that I wouldn't at least entertain the Zion stuff. I personally believe that Zion, if he were to become available, it will not be under this particular front office regime in New Orleans. I think that they are tied to him in a lot of ways, and I don't see them getting off of him, but I also don't know if that front office is going to exist in its current iteration for much longer moving forward. It could be the end of it. And I like David Griffin. I think he's had a lot of terrible luck there. I mean, if you look at it, everybody gets hurt there. It's just not his fault. It's almost like this weird voodoo thing going on there in New Orleans, of all places. So, yeah, I would lean towards Durant, just because I know you can still squeeze out another good year or two out of him potentially. But it would be something I would certainly like really stress over, because I'm with you. I think that somebody's going to get Zion cheap in regards to what they have to give up, and I think that they're going to be better for it.
Right, if he's in the right situation. I know it's the whole, nebulous Heat culture and Heat DNA, but I just feel like if he's in the right situation, maybe he's got the right, parameters in place that would keep him in shape and motivated. And man, when he's out there and in shape and motivated, he's an unstoppable force.
Well, I'll tell you this, Hawk, he was in shape this year. It's just the injuries. Yeah. And, Tom Haberstroh said this many years ago, my old colleague at ESPN, the biggest predictor of future injury is past injury. And that we may be at the point of no return with him. I don't think so, because I think he's still so young. But, there's very few examples of guys who have been hurt as much as him getting out there and then all of a sudden turning their careers around from an injury perspective. By the way, we mentioned John Moran, or I mentioned John Moran a second ago. John's missed a ton of games too. You know what I mean? Like, there's going to be a risk with almost anyone you take, whether that's age in Durant's case, or injury in some of these younger guys' cases.